Welcome to the Digital Society Podcast. This week's topic is critical thinking. Hello, I'm Amanda from the Library Student Team, and today on the Digital Society Podcast, we are joined by Kit to talk about critical thinking.
Hi, my name's Kit. I work in learning development, delivering training sessions on lots of different academic skills that are crucial for university level study. So that's things like academic writing, critical reading, referencing, and all that stuff. I used to teach this session when it was a face-to-face course, so I'm interested in the conversion over to a digital format and what that's going to look like. I've also got quite a strong interest in machine learning and AI, and what that actually looks like in real life versus how we thought it would look like in sci-fi from the 70s and the 80s. Our sessions are going to cover a few different things. So we'll start off with a strategy that will help you approach a source critically. This source might be a video or some reading from the course. We'll go through the steps you'll take to be able to make judgments about how reliable and useful that information is. We'll also practice articulating and sharing your own analysis of information afterwards in a couple of online tasks. As part of this, you'll generate critical questions, including creating a question that could form your topic for a blog post, an essay, or even a dissertation. This session is positioned early on in your course because the skills we'll use, critically analysing information, are going to be useful to you every week in every session. We'll read a number of sources on a set topic to practice critically responding to them. You won't need to read everything, so you can just pick the ones that appeal to you the most. We'll also cover reflective writing. If you've never done it before, reflective writing is really important because you'll use it every time you apply for a job, explain your motivation for doing something, or try to convince someone that you've learned from a previous experience. You'll also find it's directly relevant to the assignment DigiSoc 3. When you write reflectively, it's important to have a model to guide you. We'll practice using Kolb's experiential learning cycle to reflect on a past experience and to experiment with new behaviours to change an outcome. We'll also think about what needs to go into a good reflection to make sure you cover all the important points. Right through these sessions, you'll be contributing your own thoughts, critically analysing information, and thinking about what it means to reflect. You'll contribute through polls and comment streams, and together you'll build a list of questions to get you started in forming a critical opinion and also informing your own reflections.
Now that you've heard a little bit about this topic, you're ready to work through the topic post, which includes activities to help you join in the discussion. Engaging with all this content will help you to prepare for the assessments. We look forward to hearing what you've got to say.